Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is New York firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Every day, a part of every sub you buy at Firehouse Subs helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. And now, for a limited time, they're introducing the Daily Sub Special. Every day, get a medium sub of the day for just $5.55. They kick it off with Meatball Monday and finish it off with Italian Sunday, with something delicious every day in between for just $5.55. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Tap the banner now to learn more.
Guys, I know you enjoy the Steel Wars podcast, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to it right now. But do sometimes your eyes get jealous of all the entertainment your ears are receiving? Probably not, because parts of the body don't have emotions. However, that is no reason to not go to youtube.com/Steel Wars and click subscribe on our YouTube channel. There's original content, visually enhanced highlight clips, and coming soon, a weekly news show. Very exciting. youtube.com/Steel Wars.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to the Steel Wars Live Call-In Show. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And for the next 45 minutes, we will be talking wars and taking your calls on whatever Star Wars subject you would like to discuss. If you'd like to call in, the number is 646-668-8360. If you're listening to the live stream, that number is probably on your screen. Anyway, if you are international, you can Skype in on that number, but add a +1 to the number. In our Steel Wars news, we just put up episode 124 with Callum Preston, who was someone that had never seen Star Wars somehow. So I used that as a social experiment to take him to see Rogue One and find out if he knows or could work out what was going on. Now to chat Star Wars this week, we have got a returning co-host who is a StarWars.com contributor and the big wig. Out of all the people wearing wigs, his one is the biggest. Down at that Star Wars Podcast Alliance Facebook group, welcome back to the show, my buddy Tyler Westhouse.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for having me, and thanks for acknowledging my big wig. I appreciate it.
I have seen that we've never met in person, but I've seen photos of you, and actually, it is quite a astute observation, because you do have a bit of a wig-like mop of hair.
Oh, yeah. The lion's mane, as my dad likes to call it, is becoming a problem, and it might be cut by the time celebration happens, but, I mean, you and I are going to be staying together, so you might get to see it firsthand, buddy.
It's going to be one of my top thrills of celebration is seeing your wig-like hair, Tyler.
I'm so flattered, man. I appreciate it.
I don't know. It's good to have a healthy head of hair. It's not going to help your Lobot cosplay much, but what are you going to do?
No. I'm going to go on Chewbacca, but I'm going to keep the hair on top and just throw Chewbacca fur everywhere else.
Well, it's been an interesting week in Star Wars news. We had a new Star Wars Rebels, which I just took in. Were you across this episode, Tyler?
Yeah, I'm a big Sabine and a big Mandalorian fan, so I enjoyed the episode a lot, bro.
Is your fandom for Sabine bigger than your wig?
Oh, man. There's few things that are bigger than my hair right now, but I have Sabine a lot. I think out of the Ghost Crew, she's probably my favorite. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say my fandom for Sabine is bigger than my wig. Write it down, fans. Post it.
It all connects. This is the Steel Wars Live podcast ring theory we've got going on right
Oh, God.
Here. I thought it was a great episode, but man, those 23-minute episodes are killing me. I felt like I was watching like a highlight package of the episode. It just, like, stories like that need to be an hour. Or at least
yeah, I'm really, really in the same boat with you, man. I was watching the episode with my girlfriend, and I was occasionally, like, looking at the clock, and it's like, oh, we're wrapping up, but there's still a lot more I need to figure out. Like, they're going way too fast with this. Give me some more backstory, please.
Yeah, it just, you know, I think it's, like, common knowledge in Star Wars that there is a new animation project in the works. People have been hired. You know, Dave Filoni has shifted his responsibilities, and man, I hope it's not on Disney XD and it's somewhere where it can either do, you know, 45-minute episodes or a few different, because it's too fast. It simplifies, like, it's such a good story. You know, with all the Mandalorian clans and stuff, and it definitely felt like I was watching, like, a supercut or something, like an edited down movie of key points.
I think it's a problem that after an episode of Rebels airs, you could go on YouTube and just look at scenes, like 3 or 4 scenes from the episode, and you've basically seen the entire episode. I really think that whatever the next series is, the running time should be expanded. Hopefully it's on like Netflix or something where they can just do whatever time like they want and not have to worry about commercials.
Oh, the sweet, sweet Netflix. That would suit me. That would suit me. We had the untitled Han Solo cast photo and release date. I must admit I was... we did the prediction show with Nick Mason from the Weekly Planet at the end of 2016, predicting everything that was going to be happening in Star Wars news. And my prediction was Han Solo film would be announced to be in December of 2018. So I'm now no longer in contention to win my very own prize pack. This is going to be a long rest of the year. But I don't know. How do you feel about, you know, I'm old school. I'm used to 3 years between films. And in some cases, you know, a decade and a half between films.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a garbage
months.
Millennial, so...
5 months? That's like a Star Wars Rebels amount of wait. 5 months.
It's like a mid-season hiatus.
Man, you won't even have a chance to clean your wig between films.
No, I won't. I think the reason why it's not being delayed is because of Avatar, honestly. I think, doesn't Avatar 2 come out in December of 2018?
Man,
I think that's it.
I don't reckon those Avatar films are ever coming out.
Well, I think it's coming out in December of 2018, and I know it's not a Disney film, but I imagine that Disney might be slightly afraid of Avatar because of how much money the first one made, and they sort of have a vested interest with Pandora coming to the Animal Kingdom soon. So I'm not really sure they would want to, like, put it up against each other. Like, you wouldn't want a Han Solo film going up against a Marvel movie. But I can stand the yearly, like, every year there's a Star Wars, but 5 months... It's going to be really weird to see episode 8 and see a trailer for young Han Solo before that. It can be kind of jarring, I got to be honest.
Yeah, it's going to be very curious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the promotion for Rogue One was quite interesting of how they were going to, you know, get that story across. But, and this is the, you know, the thing with the Star Wars' back and forth nature in the timeline. While you're hyping the movie that happens after Han Solo dies, you're then, like, you know, getting some light sizzle for the film where Han Solo's young again. So, I don't know. Yeah, it's easy for us hardcore nerds to follow it. But, but just Joe moviegoer, I'm not sure if you've met that guy, loves popcorn, doesn't mind checking
Steve
his phone. You know Steve moviegoer?
Yeah, Steve moviegoer is worse. He's the type of guy who puts his feet on the chair in front of you, even though there's somebody in front of it, and he just occasionally will kick it, and he might talk too loud and try and make jokes. So Steve and Joe might know each other, but I know Steve, and Steve is a jerk.
I definitely will put my feet on the seat in front of me if there's no one there. I'm into that. Yeah. But I would never
have common courtesy.
I am big into the common courtesy. My courtesy is so common. It is a courtesy for the people. Now, another hotbed of debate, and this has been going on for 20 years exactly, I think. You know, we just celebrated 20 years of Star Wars Special Edition. Wasn't much of a celebration, but I recorded a special episode of it of my podcast, celebrating it with Jason. Big rumor, we have a rumor of the unaltered original Star Wars trilogy to be released. We've got this on day one of Star Wars Celebration. We've got a 40-year anniversary panel with Kathleen Kennedy, and we've been promised surprises. Now, what surprises would you think be a good enough surprise? Because you don't want to overhype stuff. So you've got a 40-year anniversary. You've got to be expecting some classic characters, classic actors to come back. And I think as far as guests go, now you can debate me if I'm wrong or right, and people can call in. But
I'm putting on my debating wig right now.
Oh, that is a fancy wig. Anything short of George Lucas or Harrison Ford? Because you know, like, and we shouldn't take these things for granted, but I take for granted that Mark Hamill's going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Hamill is a treat, not a surprise. So I'm interested.
No, I'm not to complain, but...
Yeah, like Pablo Hidalgo on Twitter, he's very made his feelings clear that he doesn't think the unaltered Star Wars trilogy, or at least at the very least an unaltered version of A New Hope. And before anyone rings in or tweets or writes a blog, when we say unaltered, we just mean pre-special edition. We know there was many different versions, different formats, different sizes of film, different countries. But when people say unaltered, they just mean Jabba the Hutt's not in the film. You know, Han shoots first. There's no CGI. That's the unaltered trilogy. So, everyone wants to debate those semantics. That's the forum where you discuss how to pronounce AT-AT correctly. Because it puts me to sleep. But I'm trying to work out what other surprises. I think you've got to have it's either a movie release or like a home video release, Harrison Ford or George Lucas. Which of those three things would you prefer, Tyler?
Oh, out of the three between getting Harrison, George, or the original cut, man, I got to be honest. I think I would rather have Harrison, just because I don't think that Harrison has been to a celebration before, and I've never seen Harrison Ford in person, and I think it'd be really, really special to get him there. As cool as I think it would be to see George, I sort of want to give George his space. I think he enjoys his retirement, quote-unquote. I think he enjoys being separated from it all. I think it'd be nice to have him there.
Do you know what I think he enjoys? His noodles.
Yeah, I bet he does. But I've also met George like on the street in Chicago.
So really?
I don't need to like. Yeah. I was walking around in the Loop in downtown Chicago, 2 years ago, when I saw a dude who looked like George Lucas, and he was at the intersection, like, across from me, so I crossed the street, and I sort of just walked over, and was like, are you George Lucas? And I was with, like, two buddies. It's like, yeah. It's like, oh, big fan. And I just, like, shook his hand and walked away, because I didn't know what else to say. But he was dressed exactly like how you would imagine George. He was wearing a dress shirt. He was wearing jeans with a belt. He was wearing, like, white sneakers. And he was just standing there in, like, the middle of July. So, I mean, I crossed that off my bucket list in the most weird way.
That is the weirdest story ever. I couldn't
Dude,
even...
Dude, there's a lot of, like... there's a lot of George Lucas sightings randomly in Chicago, because he's got a place up here. So it would just be, like, sitting at the train station eating Noodles and Company or something.
Well, I'm going to Adelaide. Do you know about the George Lucas noodle story? Is this reference, like,
I think,
something?
Yeah, I think. No, I mean, I might have said noodles because isn't there like I think you posted a picture at one point of George just like sitting in Adelaide or something, just eating, like,
yeah.
George Lucas sighting or something. I have a distinct memory of this.
So Adelaide is maybe like the fifth big town in Australia. I'm not sure, but it's not like it's the capital city of the state. It's like one of the smallest states. And there was some conference that his wife was a speaker at. And, mm-hmm. you know, he just jumped in the private jet and flew over as well. And was just, there was photos of him just chilling in an everyday mall food court, eating a $9 serving of noodles.
And that's like quintessential Lucas to me.
I'm going to Adelaide in a couple of weeks, so I will be making a pilgrimage to the noodle spot. So expect that. That's some good sizzle following.
Are you going to sit at the same table?
Oh, yeah. I'm lining it up perfectly. I'm going to get a flannel shirt, and I'm going to duplicate that. I am going to... I'm sure there will be a queue of nerds waiting to do it. So, yeah, I'm all about it. But when I found out he was there... Like, Adelaide's like a 50-minute flight, and I'd just gotten back from shows in Adelaide, and I was very tempted to, like, I did a lot of research about trying to work out how long they'd have to be there, if she was talking over multiple days. What's her name? Is it Melanie or Melody?
I think it might be Melanie. I'm really not too familiar with George's wife.
And let's keep it that way.
That's not what I meant. Stop it. Gonna get me in trouble.
What do you think about an original version? I'm gonna open myself up to copyright violation lawsuits, but you know,
I might be in the same boat as you.
Yeah, a listener to the show did provide me with a fixed up version of the original trilogy. I have that.
Is it the despecialized edition that Harmy made? I think it's the Harmy despecialized edition.
Yeah, I believe so. And also, this is my moral code. I have purchased the Star Wars movies on every format in every version. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that grants me a moral amnesty to also own these Blu-ray fan-made, no-profit-involved discs. So
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have the same versions. Now, I've never seen Star Wars. I'm kidding. I got these as a gift, like, a year or two ago from a buddy. Printed out some mock Blu-ray covers, and he gave them to me for my 18th birthday. So I have them, and I've seen them, and I think they look really, really great. But I'm not super, super picky about it, honestly, because the movies were already well out by the time I was born in 96. So I don't really care that the really awful CGI scene with Jabba's in there. I don't really care that in the Blu-ray editions right now, Han doesn't shoot first. Like, I know the Han Solo character enough that one inconsistency doesn't ruin the film for me. But for fans who have been around since the beginning, I can totally understand why they might want an original version. But they do have those on, like, DVD. I think it was a 2004 DVD that came out with an original cut that was like a Laserdisc rip or something like that.
Yep.
I don't necessarily need a brand new version. One thing that I think could be cool, and I don't know, it's totally not going to happen, but I was thinking about it yesterday. Maybe like an updated commentary, like even if it is the Blu-ray cuts, like getting an updated commentary that has like Kathleen and George and maybe some of the actors. I think something like that would be really cool. I imagine they'll do like a Blu-ray re-release, even if it doesn't have the original cut on there. Like they have to do something to capitalize on it.
I really dislike the commentaries, the current ones.
Really?
I don't like their the nature of them, that they're sort of edited sound bites that sort of fit in with that scene. I much rather, like, you know, the original film commentaries that I fell in love with were the Kevin Smith style of, let's get some of the cast in the room or some crew and we'll talk while we watch the movie. Whereas
What I was thinking in my head. I don't want like YouTube clips ripped and then overlaid on top of it. That's just lazy. The Tropic Thunder commentary is one of my favorite commentaries of all time because it has like Robert Downey Jr., Ben Stiller, and Jack Black. Like they're all still in character the same way they are from the film and just them watching the movie. I don't want Mark Hamill being in character as old Luke Skywalker during the commentary. That could be cool. Just going like, look how young I look. What was I doing with my hair?
That sounds brutal, but I reckon Hamill could pull it off. I just want constant conversation. I don't want the edited soundbite from people in different rooms. Like the JJ one, I really enjoyed it. It was just him watching the film, talking. I sort of admired that.
The brand new 80s skateboarding Endor-fueled Yub Nub t-shirt is now shipping. It is screen printed on the highest quality 100% cotton American made all style apparel tube t-shirt, which means not only does your print not fade, but your t-shirt doesn't shrink. It is all available at steelwars.com as well as pre-orders for the reprint of the Have You Seen Him and Your Snoke Theory Sucks t-shirts. Super fun Star Wars inspired tees that also support the podcast you're listening to right now. Available at steelwars.com.
Hey, we have got a bunch of people on hold now, all chomping at the bit to talk some wars. So let's go to 405. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Aaron from Oklahoma City.
Aaron, good to have you back, buddy. What is on your mind?
Actually, I was just, strangely enough, while listening to the conversation, I was had to stop and go and wipe my son's butt. So I did that, and when he heard me answer, he's been asking to talk. So do you want to say hi?
Hi, Sia.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
who's your
you want to talk some Star Wars?
He's already run away. Sorry.
Okay.
Hold on. One thing.
I'm no longer the youngest person on the Star Wars podcast.
I like X-Wings.
We all like X-Wings.
I love X-Wings. I think we can be best friends.
Yes, very much so, buddy. Sorry about that.
That was delightful. I am happy for any...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Listen up with a clean butt to call in. That is, it's an honor. So,
I'm very good at it. I've gotten very good. So So when you meet me at Celebration, you will know that I will have a clean butt.
Hey, man, I might be asking you to follow me into the bathroom to help me out.
Well, I'm good at it.
What the hell is happening?
Tyler's got very weird.
Tyler's getting very worried about living with me now.
It's going to be odd. I mean, if I walk in and, like, hey, Tyler, nice to meet you. Follow me in the bathroom for a sec, bud. Oh, God. Just, like, drag my steel.
Hey, I'm not. I'll wipe any man, but I'm not. This just, wow, just exploded into just whatever. I don't know.
Star Wars.
All right, let's go, Aaron. What's on your mind tonight in Star Wars?
Well, here, I did have a question. I thought, okay, I saw something. Well, first of all, going back to the specialized, the despecialized editions, I never saw those. I have the special edition DVDs, which came with the bonus disc, which the bonus disc was basically just a laser disc rip of the original cut. So it's not the cleanest, nicest copy, but hey, I've got the original cuts on DVD. And it's cool because it's the original cut of Star Wars because it says Star Wars, Not a New Hope. So it's cool to have that. But I was thinking about it, and I really think that that's going to happen. I mean, I knew that Disney... you think that Disney is going to lose the opportunity to sell us the Star Wars trilogy again? Like, and not even taking that cynical point of view, because everyone's going to take that cynical point of view first. But if it were under George, I don't think we'd ever get them. But now that Disney has them, I think that they're going to want them.
I'll just jump in there with that whole the cynical thing of, like, if it's something that fans have been asking for 20 years, you can't turn around and go, oh, they're just cashing in. Like, it's a double-edged
fair
sword.
Enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just hate that Disney gets so much of a bad rap for, like, I mean, I'm a Black Series collector. I collect figures and all that stuff. And I don't like how much flack that Disney gets for, I mean, they're a huge company, and the reason
Disney
that they're
Hasbro.
A huge company, and yeah, I mean, and that's, and yeah, and Hasbro, but I feel like Disney gets a lot of guff. And it's like, well, they're in the business of being in business, and they're still around, and you can't buy Star Wars with no money. So anyway, people complain, whatever. But I think, like, I was thinking about it, and I thought, excellent, I'm going to buy the original unaltered versions on Blu-ray. And I was thinking about it, and I'm going to watch them, and it's going to be great. But I think in the future, when I go back to watch them, I think I'm just going to go back to the special edition. Aside from, like, the brutal Jabba's Palace extended dance number, aside from that, like, none of the changes really bother me that much. You know what? We get, it's kind of cheesy, but we get Boba Fett in A New Hope. So I'm not complaining. So, but yeah, I just think that it is something that people have wanted, and I'm excited as well because those are the versions that my dad taped off of TV for me, and I had on a crappy dub tape. Like, I want them, but I think that when I go back and watch them, like when I watch them with my son and everything, I think I'm going to go to the special editions anyway, because I mean, if anything, not to say that the Star Wars movies were incomplete or something, but George did what he wanted to do with them. They're his vision. He felt like they were more complete when he released them. So, you know, I'll go with George there. And I would love for George to be at Celebration. That would be amazing. And Harrison, and just give us everything. Come on. We're Star Wars fans. Give us everything.
That's a classic Star Wars fan mentality. Everything now.
Yeah, just
now.
Ignite the green, Mendo, everything. Let's do it all. Every hashtag. Let's do it.
All my hashtags.
I want Mendo.
Yeah, well, some of my hashtags are getting me in a bit of trouble this week, so we're going to watch out where we go with that one.
Haas said, though, on the Rogue One podcast this week. Have you listened to the Rogue One podcast this week, Steele?
I listen to the Rogue One podcast every week.
Well, I know that. I just didn't. You're a busy man, and you're always creating content for us supporters. So I don't want to assume. Yeah, hashtag sweet content. Like,
yeah, I did very much appreciate their words, but we're not going to get into that whole issue today.
Those people are whatever.
But I've never seen George Lucas in person. So, I feel like I've never shut up about the fact that I interviewed Harrison Ford a year ago. So check that off the box.
Why would you?
Exactly. But yeah, to see George Lucas and to hear him talk in person would be a big bucket list deal. Otherwise, I'm going to have to bloody bunk in with Tyler and just roam around Chicago aimlessly, hoping for a miracle. But
I got to pull that couch in my room. Don't worry about it.
Nice. The version of the Star Wars original trilogy I will watch is any version where the Ewoks don't blink. That to me is it's not just like I'm old school. It scares me. It worries me. It makes me, it gives me anxiety.
What if they release a version where they blink, but there's also a sound? What if there's a sound when they blink?
As I like to say on Twitter, banned. Thanks for your call, Aaron. We've got to move on to the other calls. You are very mean. Do not troll me ever again.
I love you, buddy.
All right. Cheers, my man.
Thank you, guys.
And I hit the button a bit too soon. Sorry about that, Aaron. That was a little bit rude of me, but you got to hit it, and then it takes a couple of seconds. And also, if you are on hold, we will get to your calls. It may be in the supporter bonus section, but we will get to all of them. We've got about five people on hold. If you want to join in, it's +1 if you're on Skype, and then 646-668-8360. We are going to go to our next call, which is 901. Who are you and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Memphis, Tennessee.
Nice. And what's your name?
I'm sorry, this is Carl.
Carl, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm real good. What is on your mind in Star Wars this evening in Memphis? Pardon my stuttering.
All right. So I'm a graphic designer, and I'm particularly interested in the design of Star Wars and certain things, you know, pique my interest more than others. One of those being posters. So I wanted to ask if you guys had heard anything about a Drew Struzan The Last Jedi poster.
Yeah, I've heard not a thing.
I'll tell you that much. I've talked to a lot of people in the community. I would not expect that. I would expect them to go back with the same style they did for The Force Awakens. I think Struzan might be slightly retired. I'm not positive.
Yeah.
I would not hold your breath. I would love to see one, but there's so much amazing fan art at this point. I mean, honestly, some of the fan art that came out for The Force Awakens, I liked better than the cover art. Actually, a lot of it.
Yeah.
So I don't really need anything official. I'll just get it printed out or buy it and support those artists.
No, I agree. I mean, I'd rather see something more illustrative than maybe Photoshop together, like the Force Awakens. You know, not so hung up on Struzan, but maybe something that's a little bit more aesthetically
pleasing. I wasn't a big fan of any of the Rogue One posters. Like, I can't think of a single one that I enjoyed. So I'm really hoping with The Last Jedi they go back to the Force Awakens style. I wasn't a huge fan of the Force Awakens posters, but, I mean, there was more stuff that I liked than I disliked. Rogue One, I was just not a fan.
I was quite left empty by the Rogue One ones. I was actually shocked that the poster they gave out at Celebration, which I was very happy to receive as a little surprise at the end of the panel, I was surprised to see that in theatres. To me, that didn't scream, let's go buy a movie ticket. But, you know, that's just me. In Australia, we had the Force Awakens premiere in conjunction with Star Walking, which is the Australian Star Wars Appreciation Society, and my buddy and Star Wars artist Hugh Fleming did a special poster
like his version. He's very Drew Struzan influence, and he did a poster which was beautiful. It was just amazing, and it got given to everyone that went to our premiere. So that to me, that's my Force Awakens poster. And I don't think that people, you know, like Drew Struzan is retired. He did sort of come out of retirement to do that poster they gave out at D23, and I kind of think there's some weird story behind that hasn't come out.
Yeah.
Bit of a conspiracy theory that maybe they were going to get him to do the poster, and then they decided to go for the
I have a mini story about that, if you'd like.
Let's save that one for the after show. I'll make a note.
Yeah,
I just want to get in a few calls before we go too long. So make sure you, I'll note it down, but make sure you remind me as well to do that. But like, not even Drew Struzan, but I think it's an opportunity just to give someone a chance to do it. Like, it is just blanked on the artist's name. I was just giving him props on Facebook the other day, but the poster for Celebration combining the three trilogies, that black and white banger. Oh my God, that is one of the quintessential Star Wars posters to me. Combining, you know, I love seeing like Padme and Rey and Princess Leia on the same poster, like the full saga. I think that's awesome. Have you guys seen that one?
Yeah,
yeah, and I think that's kind of what I was getting at. I'm seeing it now, and it's pretty much what I was hoping Struzan may come out for, you know, for the 40th, but. I think that they've covered it with this.
Yeah. What else is going on there, Carl?
Man, not much. Just excited about the future and excited about Snoke Theory. Snoke Theory. not just Snoke Theories. I think Snoke Theory as a class could be a thing.
I would like, going forth in the Star Wars films, I would like this for some ironic storytelling, for Snoke in the movie to not know the identity of someone and really get, you know, he starts to ponder who this person is. He doesn't know who Poe Dameron is, and he's got all these theories that it's Princess Leia's nephew or something like that. That would be imitating life.
Steel, I will put money down that in like 5 or 10 years, when you're getting more books in between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens, you're going to have some mention of, like, there are a lot of theories as to who Supreme Leader Snoke is, and then just people listing off random theories just as an allusion to the fact that fans won't shut up about who he is.
That sort of, like, ironic reference, that's got Windegg written all over it. That would be right up his alley.
It could potentially be also funny if he actually didn't know who he was. If somehow he was like, who am I?
Like if he had amnesia?
Amnesia?
Or no, yeah. He just had a crisis of identity. He's like, who am I really?
Or if someone stole his identity. Maybe someone would steal his identity.
Oh, that's why he hates Luke.
Exactly.
Snoke's real first name is Luke, and he got jealous that there's a more famous Luke. There you go.
Why do we do it to ourselves? Why do we do it to ourselves?
What's that? Hey. If you just have like a LifeLock identity theft protection, that would be good.
My God.
Carl, as a graphic designer, what did you think of the released toy packaging from last week?
I thought it's beautiful. I had the toys, I had the packaging, I threw it away as soon as I received it, but it reminded me of that one little window, 30 seconds of throwing away the packaging and grabbing my Gunk Droid action figure or whatever it was, and
Gunk Droid
going out. Gunk Droid. Yeah, I had a Gunk Droid.
Has there been a recent Gunk Droid toy release that I missed?
There's the occasional Gunk Droid. There's actually a beautiful, is it not Gentle Giant? What's the other company? What's the company that does the 12-inch figures?
Zack Specific.
No, the 12-inch dolls. They also do. Oh, it might have been a Sideshow. Yeah, they have an awesome Gonk Droid, very detailed out there. Oh, I should jump in. The last call-in show, I was in my bad Star Wars mood. I was letting rip at Hasbro for their metal 40th anniversary figures, an item no one wanted. And as I stated on Making Star Wars last week, those, like, the vintage 40th anniversary 6-inch Black Series, like, on the blister cards, so good. Nailed it.
Oh, yeah, those are amazing.
A perfect you know, product that pays homage to Star Wars' past and is also what people want. There's figures that are very hard to get. I know that R2 is, like, that goes for, like, high value on eBay. So you're back in my good graces, Steve. The next time we podcast, you're on the show, it won't be that awkward, except for when I just start crying that they have not released a Luke Skywalker Jedi Master figure, which I imagine now they're just holding up for the Last Jedi. I think that's going to be your Force Friday toy to get, is that Jedi Master Luke. Carl, we better get racing because we've got about 4 minutes to go and we've got two more people on hold. So thanks so much for calling from New Orleans, my man, and I'll leave you on hold so you can hear the rest of the show. Memphis! Sorry! I was thinking of that area. So
very close. Thank you for having me, Steele.
I've now started a turf war. I'm sorry, Carl. I'm sorry.
No worries.
All right. Cheers, my man.
Thank you, guys.
All right. So we've got two people on hold. We've got 510, and then we've got a restricted number, which I guess is a private number. So we'll get
Steele,
to
this is
them.
How you meet George Lucas. George Lucas is the restricted number. I'm going to put money down. I'm going to say it.
Restricted noodles. We've got about 3 minutes left. So if you want to call in and chat in the after show, now is the time to do it because after 3 minutes, it locks you out. So it is +1 if you're on Skype internationally and then 646-668-8360. And to hear the bonus show, you just got to become a Steel Wars supporter and all the details about that will be inserted in digitally after the show on demand. But you can get all the info at steelwars.com and listen to bonus shows like the Making Steel Wars show. But let's talk a bit about you, Tyler. Let's sizzle your action. Where can the good people of the internet interact with you?
Two big places where you'll be able to interact with me.
Are these places bigger or smaller than your wig?
One of them is bigger, the other's not. The first one that is bigger is a place where you'll be able to meet me and meet Steele and a whole bunch of other people in the Star Wars community. Star Wars Celebration Orlando. I am running a Carrie Fisher Memorial Gala. It's called Drowning in Moonlight. It's going to be a really fun, really big event. It's being organized by a ton of people in the Star Wars podcasting community. We have voice actors from Star Wars shows. We have people from the Star Wars films. We have authors of Star Wars books coming to attend. We're going to have a gigantic podcast at the end of the night to highlight it. We have a silent auction. We have Carrie Fisher themed drinks. It's going to be Thursday, April 13th from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. at the Rosen Center. You can figure out more information and buy tickets for it at drowninginmoonlight.com. Like I said, Steele's going to be there. That's going to be a really, really great time. We're actively working on the content and planning for the event, and every single day we figure out more cool stuff that's going to be there. You're not going to want to miss that if you're going to Celebration. So you can go to drowninginmoonlight.com to figure out more about that. You can go to StarWarsPodcastAlliance.com, which just launched this past week. If you are a fan of Steel Wars and Star Wars podcasts and you want to find out more about other Star Wars podcasts, we have a great catalog of shows that you can go and check out. You can check out Steel Wars, Making Star Wars, My Star Wars Story, Full of Sith, Copy of Kenobi. There's a ton of shows that you can figure out more about there. Once you go there, you can then go to the Star Wars Podcast Alliance Facebook group, where I am the head bigwig. I think you called me Steele.
Mm-hmm.
that's my domain. You can come in and make fun of me for my hair there if you want. We got a little over 4,000 people. It's a really nice community. Everybody else makes fun of my hair. You might as well.
Oh, your hair. You should be proud of it, Tyler. We only roast the ones we love.
Right.
We've got about 10 seconds to go. We will be back next week, same time. Thank you much, Tyler. And we'll go off into that sweet bonus section. All right, Tyler. We're in the bonus section time. We've got a few people on hold that we're going to talk to. But I need this Drew Struzan story.
Oh, man. Can I go now?
Yeah, man. Go.
All right. So this is a story that not a ton of people could be aware of. By not a ton, I mean there's maybe like five. But it's over a year ago, so I don't think it matters.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that super fun live call-in show with Tyler Westhouse. And if you're a Steel Wars supporter, you would have heard the extra, I think we went almost a full hour taking more calls, answering questions, and having a damn good chat. To become a Steel Wars supporter, it is just $3 Australian, which is about $2.25 American. All the information is at steelwars.com. The next live call-in show will be, if you are in America, on the 3rd of March, Friday night, LA time 5 p.m., Chicago or Central time 7 p.m., and East Coast 8 p.m. If you're in London, it is 1 a.m., and if you're in Australia, it is Saturday afternoon, the 4th of March at 12 noon in Melbourne and Sydney, 9 a.m. if you're in Perth. And if you're in New Zealand, it is 2 p.m. So call in and be a part of it. I'm going to keep the plugs super quick today because I just got back to Melbourne and I have got a lot of stuff to do, you guys. But if you're in Adelaide, make sure you've got tickets to the live shows and Steel Saunders the Enthusiast. And if you're in Melbourne, do the same for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It will be great to see you out live. Podcasting, you guys. For more podcasts, please check out the Making Star Wars Podcast Network. If you're enjoying the show, please give us a retweet or give us a 5-star review on iTunes. I will let you go now, but may that force be with you.
This is New York firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Every day, a part of every sub you buy at Firehouse Subs helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. And now, for a limited time, they're introducing the Daily Sub Special. Every day, get a medium sub of the day for just $5.55. They kick it off with Meatball Monday and finish it off with Italian Sunday, with something delicious every day in between for just $5.55. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Tap the banner now to learn more.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.